Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing well, David. How about you?
Doing pretty good, my friend. Today, we're going to talk about how to set up Google Analytics with WordPress, something both you and I agree it's a pretty important thing to have analytics set up on your website if you're serious about, you know, tracking usage and especially if you're making money online.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I know a lot of our listeners are also creating websites for clients and getting into that. And so something that I always recommend and I do for my clients, even if they don't ask, I install Google Analytics and I get it set up, because even if they're not ready, or on your own site, if you're not ready to analyze the data and actually, you know, make use of that valuable insights that Google Analytics can provide, you want to be able to start tracking it from day one. Because if you install the Google Analytics later, it's not retroactive. If the code's not there, it's not going to be able to track anything.
Very, very good point. I'm going to segue just a minor little bit and make a recommendation that also do the Facebook pixel and let it begin. We're not going to talk about the Facebook pixel today, but do the same thing that Tim just said. Set up the Facebook pixel on your site so that you can start tracking data. And then when you are ready to start using these tools for metrics and stuff, Google Analytics, Facebook pixel, the data will be there for you and stuff. Good points, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Good idea.
Why don't you go ahead and get us kicked off today?
So like I'd say most things with web development and WordPress, there isn't one right way. There's many different methods of getting to that final result. And the same goes with Google Analytics. There's different ways that you can install it on your site. So I would say probably the easiest way, if you're just getting started and you're not comfortable, you know, touching code, is using a plugin. So the plugin that I recommend is Monster Insights. It is it was formerly Google Analytics by Yoast, and they sold it, and it now is Monster Insights. But it's a free plugin, and it allows you to place your tracking code into the Google Analytics plugin, and then you're done. And it's as simple as that. So that's definitely the easiest way. And I don't know, Dave, you want to talk about some of the other methods?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're scared to go into the cPanel and, you know, add files into your file manager and stuff, I definitely recommend the plugin method with Monster Insights. There's a couple other options that you can do. I think Google Analytics gives you three options when you go in. One of them is they will allow you to download an HTML file that you can upload to your server and just put it in the main, you know, public HTML file of your website, and then go back to the Google Analytics, hit verify, it pings your website, it recognizes that code, and then you're done. You can remove that code once you're finished, or they will give you a script, I think it's JavaScript or something, that you can put into the header for Divi. If you're using the Divi theme, for example, you can go over to the theme options panel, go to integrations, and you'll see head, body, footer there. Plug in this code that you can copy from Google Analytics, and it will verify it that way. Those are the other couple of ways. But if you're not, like Tim said, if you're not comfortable messing with code, you know, grab the plugin, install it, put in the, you know, the information that's required there, your UA, your, what is it, your GA tracking code, or what is it called?
UA, yeah, it's, or it's something? UA, which I think stands for Universal Analytics Code. So basically you can put in the UA code, which is like, you know, a 16-digit thing you copy and paste, or the code method David talked about, put it in your header.php file, or most themes, as David mentioned, like Divi, have that box that will in your theme option, so you don't have to actually touch the files of the theme. you can just place it in the box. One thing I do want to say, though, if you're going to go, you know, the full code route and put it in your header.php file, you have to be using a child theme. Because if you don't use a child theme, then when your theme updates, it's going to erase that. And then all of a sudden, your Google Analytics is going to stop tracking, which isn't good. So use a child theme. If you're using the Divi theme, go to divi.space, and they have a child theme generator that will generate a child theme for you. And that way you can safely put in your Google Analytics JavaScript code in the header.php without it getting erased when Divi updates, which happens often.
Well, I think that's pretty much it. It's pretty straightforward and simple to set up Google Analytics on your website. Those are the three methods that Google recommends and that we recommend as well. You have anything else you want to add, Tim?
No, I think we covered everything.
I think we're good. If you have any questions, head on over to wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 75, How to Set Up Google Analytics with WordPress. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and review our podcast on whichever platform you're listening to us on. Thanks again. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.